Well, in addition to the presidential race next year, there will be House races and Senate races. And one of the most vulnerable sitting senators is in the state of Maine, Republican Susan Collins, whose long political career is built on her reputation as a centrist. But that image is under threat, both by controversial votes Collins has taken and a polarizing Trump presidency that has enraged and energized Democrats and aligned activists. Maine Public Radio's Steve Missler reports.
Senator Collins hasn't officially announced whether she'll seek re-election next year, but she's acting and talking as if it's a near certainty.
I am laying the groundwork and certainly would run an aggressive campaign should I decide to run.
Collins's long political career has been constructed on a reputation that she's not too right, not too left. She's in the middle, like most Mainers. And voters here have rewarded her for it, sending her back to Congress with landslide victories in each of her three re-election bids. But her image is under siege, and so the 66-year-old Collins has been trying to bolster it.
My hope is that both parties can get back to the middle. I think the middle is where most Americans are.
On a recent Maine Public Radio call-in show, Collins was asked whether Donald Trump encapsulates the values of the Republican Party. 3 years ago, Collins contemplated a similar question after Trump won the Republican nomination for president. She responded with a column in the Washington Post, which she later discussed in an interview with PBS NewsHour.
He lacks the temperament, the judgment, the knowledge, and the self-restraint to be our next president.
The contrasts in Collins' responses help illustrate part of the re-election challenge she faces now. The president may be a polarizing figure, but polls show he's popular with Republican voters. In the aftermath of his surprising win, which included a historic victory in Maine's more rural 2nd Congressional District, where Collins lives, spurred questions about the senator's political future.
I think Susan Collins is done in Maine. I think her decision to go against the wishes of the Maine Republicans really cooked her goose.
That was former Maine Republican Governor Paul LePage speaking on conservative radio station WGAN shortly after Trump's 2016 election victory. LePage, frequently described as a Trump prototype, has since backed off his political obituary for Collins, and he's praised her for a vote that could have electoral consequences for the senator in 2020.
Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
And I am so furious at our senator. I miss rational Republicans.
Voters like Gail Foss were upset at Collins' vote to confirm Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh last October. Many saw it as a betrayal of her pro-choice stance on abortion. Activists had previously viewed her as persuadable, and sometimes their pressure campaigns and protests seemed to work. In 2017, Collins opposed the GOP attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and she was greeted by a spontaneous standing ovation at the Bangor airport.
It really was so heartwarming and affirming.
But in 2017, Collins voted for a GOP tax law that repealed the Affordable Care Act mandate that individuals have health insurance or pay a penalty. That vote touched off an acceleration in the breakup between Collins and liberal activists, and the persuasion protests have largely faded and now been replaced with ads like this.
I voted for her, but now she's taking all this big corporate money and voted to give them $100 billion in tax breaks. It's not fair.
Liberal groups are also highlighting Collins' campaign donors, which include billionaires like Robert and Diana Mercer, who fund Breitbart News and are among the president's biggest financial backers, and members of the Federalist Society, who advise the president on judicial nominees like Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, the Kavanaugh vote spawned crowdfunding campaigns that generated more than $4 million, money that will go to Collins' Democratic challenger. Among the contenders is Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon, who attacked Collins' much-discussed independence in her campaign launch video.
Getting things done for Mainers is what we're elected to do, not falling in line behind the demands of someone else. It doesn't matter if that person is Paul LePage, Mitch McConnell, or Donald Trump.
University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says Gideon and Democratic hopefuls like Betsy Sweet have a tough path to defeat Collins. Brewer believes that despite a morning consult poll showing a 16-point drop in her favorability to 45%, Collins and her brand are still formidable. He says she'll have to navigate the steady chaos of a Trump presidency. But how?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And I don't know that anybody has the answer to that, including the senator herself and her reelection campaign staff. I mean, it's an incredibly difficult needle she's trying to thread here.
Collins will decide if she's up to the task with a formal reelection announcement in October. For Here and Now, I'm Steve Missler in Portland, Maine.